Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tree Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
That's right. Ian has his night off here, so it's us here with you. And I've got a bunch of show prep that I brought in. One of the things I think is probably most important, Johnson, is we were talking about the, is it called The Interview? This is this movie that
right.
Sony was going to release where a couple of, wacky slapstick reporters go attempt to assassinate Kim Jong-un.
Right.
And I guess there's some relationship between the hackers and North Korea.
Supposedly they've tracked it back to Kim Jong-un's inner circle, these hackers. I don't know how. They're saying that it's somehow similar to a bank hack on South Korea.
It's hard to believe that they have, I mean, because everything we've seen to do with computers over there, just like there's nobody who knows anything.
Right, exactly. It's like, we've got the most amazing future technology here in North Korea. Let's show you. And then they all gather around, and it's like, you know, like one of those old, we have a laptop, and it's like the old compact, like, suitcase laptop that's like, you know, like a half a foot by like 3 feet wide or something like that, and it's like you got to carry it around with like
a handle,
a dolly or something like that. You know?
We've definitely seen video of them using cathode ray tubes. I mean, that's the old screen technology, and well, I guess everything, maybe they do have hackers over there. It's hard for me to believe. It seems much more likely to me that North Korea went and said, China, they put out a movie where they assassinate our dear leader. And they had China go do the hacking, but, you know.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I guess it brings up for me, if I was Sony, and I'm not in possession of all the facts by any stretch, but it seems like I'd be right ready to just go ahead and release this film. Really? You think that releasing our employees' Social Security numbers is going to stop us?
Here's the thing. Here's a couple of news stories about this that just don't ring true at all. Two things. So the first is that they're saying, well, we're Sony and we're scared. We've got to not release this film because of the dangerous North Korean.
Uh-huh.
Right? What? Okay, sure, because North Korea, they can barely feed themselves. Somehow they're going to attack you. Okay, sure. And then the second thing that doesn't ring true about this is them saying that they're now not going to make their money on this movie that's gotten ridiculous amounts of publicity.
Yeah.
And people want to see it. Everyone's talking about how they want to see this movie, but they're not going to make their money back because they're not going to release it on Christmas. What?
I don't really understand it at all, but then the other side of it is how would I feel if somebody made a movie about assassinating me?
Right.
I probably wouldn't like that very much.
Sure.
So I don't know. I mean, it's a odd situation. I guess I'm thinking twice about it a little bit with the whole assassination thing. Because to me, it was just, oh, well, this is, this is going to be, I would never have seen it, but now I would if it was released just to go see it.
Right.
I'm surprised that it doesn't get leaked. Somebody gets it and just puts it up on the internet. I don't know. But they must have pretty good security. Because that would happen with every movie, right?
Right, it would happen with a lot of movies if they didn't have the movie. If they had the movies on a server somewhere, I would think.
Yeah. So I'm not entirely sure, but it's an interesting situation. If you have an opinion on The Interview, we'd love to, for you to give us a call. 855-450-3733. Do you think it's inappropriate that Sony made a movie about assassinating a world leader? Now, you know, they picked North Korea because North Korea is an easy one to take a shot at. Now, admittedly, I think the shots of North Korea are quite funny. I've seen movies on life in North Korea, and it's bizarre and sad.
Apparently, there's some theater in Texas that's deciding to go ahead and they're like, well, you want a movie about North Korea? Well, we're going to play a special showing of Team America.
Well, F yeah. So for those that don't know, Team America is kind of maybe close to 20 years old.
Yeah.
And it is an
I don't know if I'd say 20, but 10.
Okay. It's an animated movie with sort of puppets, maybe, and it's just sort of about how how super patriotic the United States tends to be on people in the United States tend to be on issues.
Yeah. And so, but then it also has, you know, Kim Jong-il singing his Ronri song. about how Ronri is over in North Korea.
I don't really remember it. Sorry. It's been a long time. Well, nonetheless, if you think that it's inappropriate, 855-450-3733. If you think it's completely appropriate, I'm interested in your opinion. I'm not entirely sure here, but I think if I made a movie, I'd probably release it, especially with all this publicity.
Especially with the budgets of, I'm sure, whatever a Sony film is.
What from WashingtonPost.com here, teen marijuana use falls as more states legalize. Teen alcohol and drug use.
That's impossible.
Well, it's what we've been saying for well more than a decade here on Free Talk Live. So, I told you so.
Come on, if you make it legal, everyone's going to use it.
It's amazing. If teens in Amsterdam or in, you know, surrounding areas, Holland, choose not to smoke marijuana at a larger percentage than when it has been made legal, and teens in Portugal, where it has been decriminalized, start using it less and less, then maybe here in the United States, if you legalize it, teens will use it less. Now, I mean, this seems to be the biggest concern as to whether or not teens are going to use marijuana and other drugs.
Right.
But as the penalties get decreased for them, apparently it's the forbidden fruit situation.
Right. And what's happening now is essentially what you got is, marijuana, that's a hippie drug, Grandpa. Give me that Xanax you got in your cabinet. I mean, that's what's really happening
is
now.
I don't know.
I mean, because the kids are going after the pills, stealing stuff from their parents' medicine cabinet is essentially what, you know, how a lot of kids are getting high now.
Teen alcohol and drug use, including marijuana use, was down across the board. It says drug use, including marijuana use here, so apparently they're not getting as many Xanax as they were getting joints in the past. It's down across the board in 2014. That's the big take-home from the 2014 Monitoring the Future study by the University of Michigan and National Institutes of Drug Abuse, which was released Tuesday morning. The MTF is an annual survey of 40,000 8th graders, 10th graders, and 12th graders. Those are pretty good grades to start asking questions about drugs, it seems to me.
What a weird job. I'm just sorry. This is like, what's your job? I monitor the future. Oh, yeah? How do you do that? I watch little kids all day long. It's just creepy. I mean, it's like the Monitoring the Future Foundation is just, okay, I guess, if that, you know, I mean, I understand, you know, that they want to study trends and do that, but it's just weird that it's like, that's all, apparently that's all this foundation does.
Knowing the future is extraordinarily valuable.
I agree.
If you can figure out what the future is, it's, for instance, in the new Captain America movie, Winter Soldier, where mm-hmm. Armin Zola turns over to Hydra, the formula for figuring out people through social media and, you know, their medical records and what they're going to do, whether they're going to be a terrorist or not, and they just shoot them in the head before they before they get to be a problem.
Right.
Well, you know, knowing what the future is really valuable.
I just don't think that you're necessarily going to get that by like, oh, we're going to watch all the high schoolers out there, and that's going to tell us the future. Like, no,
you're not going to get it by not watching the high schoolers.
No, I agree.
Tell you that.
Yeah.
So if you're going to find out the future, you probably should look at the high schoolers.
I think it should be part of the mission. I don't think it should be 100% of the mission if that's, you know,
and
that just
you never know odd. Whether they're going to give a fair answer. But if you right. can look at what they say over a period of time, that might give you some information. So in this case, apparently, alcohol, marijuana, drugs generally, the usage is down. It's notable, this study is notable for its size and for the fact that it's conducted this past spring in the midst of a nationwide conversation about drug reform in the run-up to the midterm elections. I'll tell you what the survey found here in a moment. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Pan Johnson.
You can give us a call. Share what's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. We've talked about the interview, which apparently is a movie that's not going to be in theaters come Christmas because the big, bad, scary North Koreans. I mean, talk about giving them too much credit. Canceling your movie because of the North Koreans. Anyway, it's been canceled, according to Sony. And apparently going to be released in other countries, if this makes any sense at all. So Sony's just giving up the opportunity to make money in the United States because I'm going to watch this movie now.
They're going to attack us by whimpering in hunger.
Well, I don't want to laugh at somebody else's misfortune. But you know whose misfortune I will be laughing at shortly? People who don't remember to get a Christmas gift. It is next week. And, you know, mom, girlfriends, spouses, boyfriends, these folks need Christmas gifts. Fresh, how about freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries? Starting at $19.99, it's just over a 40% savings. Or you can get even more of a savings by doubling the berries for just $10 more. You just need the Free Talk Live code to take advantage of this special deal. It's FTL. These are decadent, fresh, juicy, sweet, and irresistible berries dipped in tempting white milk and dark chocolatey goodness. Chocolate chips, decorative swizzles, nuts. You've never had anything like them. For those that don't like berries, they do have other things, including their cake truffles, Christmas cake pops, and dipped pretzels. But these berries are the best things I've ever tasted, and you're going to love them, too. Just go do it before next week because you want to make sure you get it ordered. Do it right now. It's the only way to get this amazing $19.99 offer from Sherry's Berries. You can go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, enter FTL. Or you can give them a call at 866-FRUIT-02. So it's berries.com, microphone in the left-hand corner, enter coupon code FTL or call them at 866-FRUIT-02. It's the perfect gift without all the hassle.
Does that have to be a refrigerated shipment?
It comes in, it sort of has its own cooler that's okay. Built into the box. And they've always come perfect for us.
Right.
Never been
well, it's also, I guess, the time of the year. As I'm not even really thinking straight. It's like, okay, if it comes to anywhere around here, for sure, it's going to be chilly.
Yeah, I have no idea if people
especially if it's got a built-in cooler.
Delivering to their family down in Colombia or Tierra del Fuego have to deal with these things. But precisely what's going on there. But they've always come perfect to us.
Right.
Berries.com. So we're reading this article from Washington Post on teen drug use, which appears in alcohol use and marijuana use and all of it. And cigarettes, by the way, way down. So teens apparently are much smarter than they were when I was a kid. By the way, they don't have my teenage years on here, but by all indications, we were a bunch of dumb mamma jammas. I mean, these lines just go up towards the sky in my youth. Johnson, yeah, it doesn't look so good for your generation either. So anyway, going on, marijuana use, down. Alcohol use, way down. Cigarettes, way down. Fewer than 15% of 12th graders reported using cigarettes any time in the last month. So 15%, pretty low compared to, it had to have been 30% when I was a kid. That's down well over 35% from the late 90s. Monthly alcohol use dropped from nearly 55% of 12th graders in 1992 to less than 40%. That's a 15% drop. Even weed, which has been on a flatter trajectory since the 90s than other substances, probably because it's less harmful than alcohol and tobacco, is down year over year. These numbers comport with findings earlier this year from the National Survey on Drug Use and Health, the government's major substance abuse barometer. Even better news is that frequent daily use, which experts agree is most harmful to developing young minds, is also down considerably. Cigarettes posted the sharpest drop in daily use, falling from nearly 25% of 12th graders in 1997 to about 7% in 2014. I'm going to repeat those numbers because sometimes percentages get lost on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Cigarette use dropped from nearly 25% of 12th graders had used it in the last 30 days in 1997 to about 7% in 2014.
Wow, those numbers are astounding. Can I smash them?
That's some kind of SWAT reference.
Yeah. No, I mean, I have a story here that just smashes those numbers.
You don't believe it at all?
Oh, no, I believe them. And I have a very clear reason, which is going to disappoint you greatly.
Okay, go.
If you think that they're smart.
Go!
So, a U.S. health official resists calling the vapor devices a gateway as teen smoking continues to drop. Electronic cigarettes touted as potentially game-changing harm reduction devices by long-time nicotine addicts and sometime health experts are surprisingly popular among American teenagers, according to a new survey. They've blown past smoking. In fact, more students reported using e-cigarette in the past month than admitted to past month-to-month use of traditional cigarettes in the 2014 Monitoring the Future survey. Hey, these same guys.
So is it the same survey? Okay.
Yeah, it's the same survey, which gathers information on 8th, 10th, and 12th graders. Survey results released Tuesday show more than 17.1% of high school seniors said that they used an e-cigarette in the past month, while just 13.6% said that they used a traditional cigarette in the previous 30 days.
Now, I've got to say that I'm really sort of surprised that teens go for the e-cig thing.
Yeah.
I really expected, honestly, because this is a big deal. We don't want, we're not going to allow you to smoke in here because it looks too much like smoking, and smoking could make teenagers want to smoke. Like, that's literally some of the reasoning behind not allowing people to use e-cigs inside buildings.
Here's the thing about the e-cigarette. You can put an e-cigarette up, I probably shouldn't be saying this on the radio giving people ideas, but you can put an e-cigarette up your sleeve and blow the steam into your sleeve. Uh-huh. There's no evidence.
I see.
So you're just, leaning like the thinker.
Yes.
And you can basically smoke in class and no one knows.
I'm trying to think of how to slip in a pun like Rodan would do that. But I really can't. I'm surprised the teens would want anything to do with an e-cigarette. But okay.
I guess. Nicotine is nicotine, man.
But have you used an e-cigarette?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
You
smoke too, right?
Occasionally.
So
I have.
There's a big difference between smoking a cigarette and using an e-cigarette. Smoking a cigarette will give you this sort of head buzz thing that goes on, especially if you're not smoking all the time. It feels different against your throat. An e-cigarette is
different against your throat thing is the biggest thing. I still think you can get a head buzz from an e-cigarette.
You can it's not pleasant at all. I think that the effects of them are entirely different. The e-cigarette's much more like a nicotine patch and than a cigarette, which is like a nicotine boost.
Right.
And, I'm just surprised kids want anything to do with it at all. But if kids are going to use e-cigarettes... Now, first off, they do make e-cigarette liquid without any nicotine at all, and so
I
don't
puff it on polypropylene glycol, which is basically like inhaling a fog machine at a party.
Yeah, it's not particularly. So far, we don't know of any particular damages that come from it. It should be interesting to find out over time. We'll find out what it is. It seems to me that sucking on an e-cig, it has to be significantly better for you than sucking on a cigarette. What do you think? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. It's been teen drug use going down, and the Sony movie The Interview getting canceled this evening here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
And we were talking about in the last segment, cherries, berries, and Christmas being next week. If you celebrate the holiday, or if somebody in your family celebrates the holiday, more likely it's this is what's important. Somebody that's important to you celebrates the holiday. You got to think about Christmas gifts. And one thing that I think is a great Christmas gift is the 2-CD set In Freedom's Cause. Because likely you have some young people in your life, and likely you want to spread some of your values of the ideas of liberty to them. In Freedom's Cause is a great way to do it. It is a top-of-the-line audio production. It's got big-name actors, including James Cosmo of Braveheart, Skandar Keynes of Chronicles of Narnia, Billy Boyd of Lord of the Rings, and Joanne Froggatt of Downton Abbey. It's got its own score. It is the story of William Wallace and Robert the Bruce, one of the greatest stories of the struggle for freedom in human history, the independence of Scotland. And, there's a lot of parallels between Scottish history and U.S. history. The Declaration of Arbroath, there have been parallels drawn between that and the Declaration of Independence. And not to mention Thomas Jefferson, red hair. So anyway, infreedomscause.com. If you go there, and by the way, go and listen to the audio that they have there. You'll get some idea of what this is like. It is really awesome. But we have a special code for you to get a big discount, 50% off. If you use coupon code FTL and you purchase the family four pack, that's four gifts, comes to a total of $50. That's $12.50 a gift, and that's pretty good. This is great for kids. It's great for adults. I listened to it with my family. Jack loved it. My wife loved it. InFreedomsCause.com, coupon code FTL to save 50% on the family four-pack. InFreedomsCause.com, coupon code FTL. Let's go to John calling in from Idaho. John, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. And dig your show, man. I found you guys via the Scott Horton show on LRFM. Ah.
Well, I love anyway, Scott Horton's show.
Do you? Cool.
Yeah, I do. He's a great show.
I've been listening to him for years, man. I dig him.
He's so much more qualified to talk about foreign policy issues that I feel dumb when people ask us things here on the show. That'd be like, you should just be talking to Scott Horton.
Yeah, totally. He's good on everything. Yeah.
Yep.
You know, you guys were talking about, and I only caught the last part of it, but you guys were talking about the e-cig thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I didn't get what the start was about. Was there a problem with them? What was the subject, basically?
Sure, let me recap. So from the Washington Post, there's a poll that came out from some organization that claims to know the future or something, that of 8th grade, 10th grade, and 12th graders. And what they have found is that teen drug use generally, marijuana use specifically.
By the way, why they can't talk about 9th graders, I just don't understand.
It's 8th, 10th, and 12th.
Yeah.
They can't just poll everybody.
They weren't there. They were cutting that day.
Let's see. It's alcohol use. The most down is cigarette use. Second most down is alcohol use. Marijuana use is down, even though we're in a national conversation about the legalization and decriminalization of marijuana. And the one thing that's sort of up is e-cigarette use among teens. And I was surprised that teens would bother with e-cigarettes generally. I mean, you know, why would you do it if you've never been smoked cigarettes? But or really, you're trying to quit? You can't just give it. You've been smoking for 6 months. You can't just give it up. So I'm surprised.
Okay, well, I'll interject because I think there's a big difference now, I think, between e-cigs and vaping. You know, and do you know anything about vaping and how the e-cig has evolved into, you know, rebuildable drip atomizers, and you build your own coils and you put your own cotton in there and then you drip your e-cig juice on there. And it's this huge industry, man. It's huge now, especially out here. I mean, I know it's huge everywhere now. It's just a whole new thing. It's not just...
I see people walking around with things that look like, for all the world, like steampunk,
devices. Yeah.
I certainly see that.
That's what everybody's doing now.
Ironically, I saw somebody the other day with one that looked like a lightsaber.
And it's interesting. You know, I really love it because, I mean, I have two things I'll tell you. You know, I've been involved. I have a friend who's actually a juice maker, and he came from messing around. I mean, it's a beautiful example of a free market right now. It's going to get – I mean, they've been trying to regulate it, and it's really cool how people are – you know, they're kind of – the industry, the whole vaping e-cig industry is coming together, you know, to keep it, the FDA off their back, and they're actually taking calm, and they're going to try to regulate it and everything. The industry's huge, and I love just watching all these. I mean, there's shops everywhere and people building stuff and selling stuff, and my friend makes juice.
That's my question, you know? Is what is it about inhaling and exhaling clouds? What is it about inhaling and exhaling clouds that turns people into engineers?
I don't know.
It's like a desire to build things.
Yeah,
suddenly
yeah,
comes out cool, and everyone.
And as far as the health aspect, man, I mean, I've turned many people on to it, and I was a former cigarette smoker, a pack a day, and when I switched to, I had COPD, I was kicking it, man. I was like really in bad shape, you know, and I switched on July 3rd of a year and a half ago, I guess you'd say, and I went and bought a little cheap starter kit, you know, at a vape shop, and I kind of evolved from there, but I didn't smoke ever since then. I've puffed a couple cigarettes when I was camping and stuff, but I quit, and my lungs, I totally changed, man. It changed my life. I mean,
I've heard a lot of people say that over and over again. Obviously, it's anecdotal. We don't know what the long-term effects of these cigarettes are, but it looks for all the world like these are a world better than smoking cigarettes, combusted plant material. And
it tastes good and everything.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I always thought that smoking, maybe it was just because I was getting the nicotine I wanted, tasted fine by me. The taste wasn't the issue for me. But it's just, I mean, when you're talking about, you can get the nicotine that that you need, and you can have a significantly better health, live a much longer life. Those things are pretty good.
Yeah, and so, like I said, the cool thing I like real quick is the industry. You know, it's coming down. It's like I see all this stuff happening from ground level, you know, watching all these juice makers and people making products and tanks and battery holders and, you know, just all the jobs involved. And it's not being totally taxed real hard in a lot of places yet. So it's creating it's really cool, a little market, you know, and not so much free market, but it's neat to watch it all evolve. You know, I've been doing this.
It's pretty close to a free market.
Yeah, and it's cool, man. And they're not taxing the hell out of. I mean, just think if they're really. I mean, if they were over there, where
they'll get it
taxes. You know,
I can't imagine that somehow they're going to escape the iron claw of the tax man. Today that's true, but you know. I smoked cigars for a long time because they didn't have any taxes on them, and then 2009 or whatever, they did that too. John, thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thanks, man. Bye.
Yep. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What bothers you the most about e-cigarettes? Because I know a lot of people are bothered about them. I don't.
Are you asking me if I'm bothered by? I'm not really bothered by them.
No, I'm maintaining.
Just asking the audience.
I'm maintaining eye contact with you while speaking to hundreds of thousands of people. But I mean, you know as well as I do. I just went to the courthouse here in Keene, New Hampshire, and it's got a specific sign that says "No e-cigarette use."
Well, I don't know
that
our audience in specific would necessarily. I mean, maybe a portion of them.
You can't talk about our audience. We've got dozens of radio stations that anybody in America could tune into.
But I'm sure a large portion of freedom. Loving people are not going to be bothered by e-cigarettes. They're, you know, live and let live. If you want to breathe vapor, go ahead. It's not, you know, no sweat off my back.
Well,
no steam out of my nose.
Freedom-loving people may be the core of Free Talk Live's audience, but Free Talk Live does something entirely different than most shows
do. Exactly. We actually reach people who have never heard these things before.
Right, and I want to know from those people, what is it about e-cigarettes that bother you?
Right.
Because here we have this thing significantly healthier. The best thing I can come up with is it looks too much like smoking.
It's secondhand nicotine. I'm going to die.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. I want to know. 855-450-FREE.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com.
At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages.
And there's 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also to 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, put the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
Talking about e-cigs here, and apparently there's a study out that says teen drug use down, teen alcohol use down, teen marijuana use down, teen cigarette use down, teen e-cig use up. And
way up.
I scoffed at the idea that teenagers are going to want anything to do with e-cigs. I mean, this for all the world sounds like the purview of 40-year-old white guys that, you know, are trying to give up their cigarette habit and don't have what it takes to do it. And I'm speaking as one of those people.
Right.
So I guess I'm just like, what in the world would a teenager want to be like me? Now, when I quit, it was just in the very beginning of the e-cigarette thing. It was 2009, and you know, what I did was I bought some of those herbal cigarettes that you
right.
could smoke, but they didn't have anything in them. But I was quitting smoking cigars, and I got one pack of them, and I never finished them. So I just quit with the Chantex. But if it had been a year later, I'm pretty sure I'd be still vaping with the e-cigarette.
Chantex is the gum, right? Nicotine gum.
Chantex is a pill that has gotten all kinds of bad press for giving people very vivid dreams. Some people call them nightmares.
Huh.
I have nightmares anyway, so it doesn't really matter whether there's a pill involved or not. Regardless. Anyway.
Just imagining you dreaming of drinking caffeine. No!
Nonetheless, so teen e-cig use is up. This can't be particularly good for the nascent and burgeoning e-cig market because we want our teens, you know, these rotten people who are screwing and they won't even get a job. And, you know, I remember being a teen. That was a mess. These people, we want them pure as the driven snow. Let's go to Corey calling in from Fort Myers. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All's well.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I've been a vapor for the past 3.5 years, and I came in right around, you know, the time when it really started to really kick in. And I can honestly say, I very, very seldom ever touch a cigarette. Only, of course, when if I'm out with friends and the battery runs out and I don't have access to hook up my charger, then I might bum one. But, I mean, the plus side, obviously, you know, there's no carcinogens in it. But I can honestly say after doing it for three and a half years, it significantly increases your dependence on nicotine. There's no doubt about it. Given, you know, how much fluid, nicotine fluid that I go through within a week. This is just my own personal, you know, experience.
Yeah, I would say that this varies because I think right. that there are people that, that you know, they go one way or the other with it. And some people say, yeah, I used it for 2 months and then I just decided I didn't need it anymore and let go.
Which is awesome. But I think just based on my personal experience, I definitely recommend what you were saying, like the Chantix or maybe Cold Turkey or whatever. I personally, I can honestly say, like, I don't recommend turning to vape to try to quit. Although, given it will, obviously, there's no carcinogen, so that erases cancer from the equation. But, however, nicotine still can cause heart disease, obviously. But, again,
nicotine's a poison.
Right, exactly. So, for that reason, I don't recommend, you know, turning to vape or cigarettes. And especially if you're a teenager, too, obviously, for the same reasons you shouldn't turn to cigarettes. You shouldn't turn to vaping as well. That's just my own personal, you know, thing about that. So I just want to call it and give my 2 cents, you know.
I appreciate that. Do you feel healthier?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I think I definitely feel healthier than if I was using regular cigarettes because there's a lot more junk in regular cigarettes. But again, though, I mean, heart disease is definitely in my future, I honestly think, if I don't obviously so quit this.
You feel healthier but less empowered.
Right. So I think that's correct. As far as like when it comes to addiction goes, yeah, you're absolutely correct.
Gotcha. But I want to hear the goods and the bads of this. I do tend to think that it beats cigarette smoking, but obviously, if somebody asks me, do you think I should just quit using tobacco products entirely or nicotine products entirely, or do you think I should start vaping? Well, I can't say for you.
Yeah, no, I definitely recommend like Chantix or the patch or whatever it is.
So let me ask you this, Corey. So let's say tomorrow, cigarettes, you know, regular tobacco, and also let's say e-cigarettes were outlawed. What would you do? Let's say it was illegal tomorrow. What would you do?
Oh, hell yeah. Because I'm addicted. Of course I'd still do it.
So you'd turn to the black market immediately?
Absolutely. Are you kidding?
Okay.
Absolutely. And I think the main reason why, though, I should also add, too, the main reason why, too, I think, for me, it has made me more dependent on nicotine is just the fact, you know, there's no odors. You could pretty much do it almost anywhere, for that matter. And so it gives you more opportunity.
Anywhere they'll let you.
Actually.
Yeah.
Well, right. And, I've been in bars before, too, where, you know, a bar owner or a worker will come up to me and say, no, you can't do that. And I'm thinking, well, no, I mean, you can't smoke cigarettes. But obviously, with respect to private property, the reason why they're telling you can't do it is because they're worried, you know, God forbid, if some drunk sees vapor, they think it's smoke. I'm like, oh, you can smoke in here. And then they get shut down. So for that, I respect it. But no, that's the main reason why, though, people will become more dependent on nicotine by vaping is because you can pretty much do it almost anywhere for the most part. So
thanks for the call, Corey. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. What's the percentage of people that would turn to the black market, Johnson?
79%, according to a USA Today study.
That's a lot of people. I'm
surprised.
That's a lot
of people.
I just quit rather than pay taxes to the government. Whoops. Oh, I just hung up on somebody rather than answering their call. Oh, call back if I hung up on you. You know, just click the wrong button. What can I tell you?
Amateur hour.
Yeah, well, you know, all the best. So this poll on these youngsters, any other statistics from yours?
Sure. Well, this poll is one done by U.S. News, and apparently what they did is they pulled, it was a 75-question online poll they put out to 10,000 members, and 79% said that they would look to the black market if products they used were banned tomorrow, while 14% said that they would return to smoking analog cigarettes. So that's interesting. Only 14% said that they would return to smoking regular cigarettes. This was just if e-cigarettes were banned, would they go to the black market? And 79% said yes, when returning to regular cigarettes was an option.
Wow. That is impressive. Now, it makes you wonder if, you know, nicotine has such a hold over people, and they're 79% are willing, e-cigarette users are willing to turn to the black market to get their stuff. Why is it that legalizing marijuana seems to drive down the usage?
Right.
Is it just because it's a recreational drug as opposed to a, you know, addictive one? Because people, sometimes they'll tell you marijuana is addictive. But I tend to think marijuana is addictive like that bowl of ice cream you eat every night.
Right.
You know, it's a habit as opposed to...
That cup of coffee.
Yeah, an addiction. Well, coffee's addictive. Yeah. Caffeine can be shown to be physically addictive. People will have withdrawal
Anything
symptoms.
Can be physically addictive if you're having it on a daily basis. You will have withdrawal symptoms from sugar.
You can have...
You will have withdrawal symptoms from anything for the most part. If you're having it on a daily basis, you will probably have withdrawal from it.
Yeah, I mean, there's... I hesitate to use the term physically addictive when it's not, you know, sort of like scientifically what we would call physically addictive. I don't know. Anyway,
I think coffee doesn't fall under that I believe that scientifically addictive category like nicotine does. The scientific term for addiction is when you do something when it's clearly when there are clear disadvantages to your person. In other words, when it's very clear that there are negative outcomes that are happening all around you, and you continue to do it anyway.
It's chronic.
That's addictive behavior, and that's
chronic and progressive also.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's true of like gambling. It's true of, you know, other things that are not necessarily substances can be physically addicting and have that addiction where you're in that negative, you're having these negative results and continuing to do something anyway.
I think that there's just some personality types in this world that just don't have much power around making decisions.
Sure.
You know, they find something that's good for them, you know, that makes them feel good or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and they have no power. I think gambling's a perfect example because this is not addictive. This is just something you like to do.
Right.
And if you don't have any power over it, then that's because you don't have any power to make decisions.
Or things like the internet, Facebook, pornography, video games.
All those things.
You know?
All those things that people find...
They make me feel good. Anything that makes you feel good.
Yep.
You're not allowed to feel good.
You need coping mechanisms for dealing with it. So, anyhow...
Everything in moderation.
What are your thoughts on addiction? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Those last letters are 3733. So that's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday, so these deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.